Blog Talk Radio.
Fasten your seatbelts and put your foot on the gas. The Red Light Sports Network presents the Red Light Sports Ramble.
They say it's cool and that, but I don't. They probably don't really think it's that cool.
With Troy Otradovic.
He is really good.
And Evan Witalison.
He's awesome.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Red Light Sports Ramble. I am your co-host, Troy Otradovic, joined by the spectacular Evan Witalison out in the great state of Wisconsin. What's going on today, buddy?
Not a lot. Another warm, hot day here in the Midwest, but there is rain and storms coming, so maybe, just maybe, the temperatures are going to get knocked down a little bit and start feeling a little bit better, but it's been quite muggy, and I'm okay with, you know, warmer weather, but the one thing I don't like is the mugginess. That's the thing I'm not a big fan of, and hopefully it'll be gone for a few days after today, and my house isn't going to feel like a sauna anymore. I can actually feel the breeze blowing in right now in from the window as we speak, so I think it is cooling off. But, you know, with that, just want to also mention, you know, I am looking for people that are interested in taking charge of their health. I've mentioned it before. I'll mention it again. I am a Beachbody coach, and I'm a fitness coach through Beachbody, I mean. And I do it because I'm inspired to help people. I'm inspired to help people get fit. I'm inspired to help people, get healthy. And that's what I want to do for you. That's what I want to help you with. I want to help you get healthy and take charge of your life, and that is my goal. And you know, I've lost almost 100 pounds, about 70 of that from the Beachbody programs and products that I've done. And you know, Beachbody is not just a fitness company; it's not just about fitness. Beachbody also is about family and helping people. And you know, I've been able to do what I've done thanks to the support from my team, my main coach and the coaches on the team. That's why I've been able to do what I do. You know, so Beachbody, their slogan and their big push, and I agree with 100%, is the program plus nutrition plus support equals success. That's my belief. So I'll say it again. Programs plus nutrition plus support equals success. And that's what Beachbody gives you. This is the support. That's what they give you. They give you support. And that support's going to come from me. I will be your free coach. The only stuff you'd ever have to worry about is the programs, you know, money-wise, is the programs that you're doing and the Shakeology that you're drinking and any of the other performance line supplements that you're using. But I can say right now, if you follow the program to the letter, you will see results, and you will be happy with your results. I'm in best shape I've ever been in my life, and I could just go on and on and on, Troy, about just how much I love the products, how much I love the programs. I'm just forever grateful because, there's, you know, to me, without Beachbody, I would not be who I am. I wouldn't be me. I wouldn't be doing this show. I wouldn't be doing play-by-play for the Racine Raider game, local football team coming up on Saturday. I wouldn't be me. And I know how it feels to be overweight and obese. There's about 72% of all Americans right now are either overweight or obese. And because of that, medical expenses are flying through the roof. And why not take control of your health now and invest in you, invest in yourself, invest in bettering you, invest in living the life that you want to live because you are healthy and you feel good and you're giving your body the proper nutrition that it needs to function on a day-to-day basis with the Shakeology. So if you're interested and you want to learn more, just shoot me an email, coachevan@gmail.com. That's coachevan66@gmail.com. So with that, we got a lot to talk about tonight. The NFL preseason, preseason power rankings are out. So Troy and I are going to quickly talk about that a little bit. There's an interesting topic brought up on Wisconsin Sports Talk today, the Bill Michaels show. He had a question, buy or sell, Mike McCarthy and Ted Thompson being Hall of Famers. So we're going to discuss that for on if we feel that right now, if their career were to end right now, if Mike McCarthy and Ted Thompson said, I'm done. I'm not coaching or not GMing anymore. Would they be Hall of Famers? So before we do get into that, though, talking NFL power rankings and talking McCarthy or Thompson being Hall of Famers, we're going to throw it to you, Troy, out in Latrobe. I'm assuming you're back in Latrobe now. But out in Latrobe, how are things going out there tonight?
No, things are going good. You're absolutely right. Back in town after a few days out in Delaware for work. And things in Latrobe are great. You know, it's always – I'll put it this way, Evan. The training camp is in Latrobe, and it's great for the city. I mean, the tourism that comes in for these weeks of training camp is great. But when you're a resident of the city and you have all of these out-of-towners, it's kind of a little bit annoying. It reminds me of – because you had mentioned Door County – it reminds me of Door County in the summer when all of the people from Illinois go up there. And again, it's great for the city that the tourism comes in and the business is booming. But it's kind of annoying to the regular people, and I hope I make sense to people about that. Everybody's like, oh, you live in Latrobe when training camp's there. Yeah, I do, and it's kind of annoying when all of the out-of-towners are in. But, you know, again, it's great for the economy. You know, the city does very well the time that the Steelers are here. They do a game at the stadium, kind of like family night that the Packers do, Evan. They go down to the high school stadium, and they actually have a practice under the lights where the community can come in, buy ticket for fundraising, and help out the high school. So there's a lot of good stuff going on, but this – you know, the reason I brought that up is just, you know, I'm out and about today doing errands after work, and yeah, you can just tell, you know, a lot of tourists in the little city of Latrobe. But things are great. We do have a great show tonight. A lot of stuff going on. I'm going to start off right at the top, and we talked Nick Foles yesterday, and I said, I don't know, I have no idea what the Cowboys were waiting for. Well, this is typical, you know. Typical maybe Cowboys, they sit on their hands a little bit, and Nick Foles decides to sign elsewhere. I thought Nick Foles would have been a great choice in Dallas, but he has decided to go to Kansas City. So the reports that I hear or I read about, I shouldn't say I hear, I've read about, is now they're apparently wanting to go after Josh McCown. But I don't understand that. You had Nick Foles, a guy that's played in the division. He was right there. And you sat on your hands a little bit too long. And, hey, it wasn't going to be long for Nick Foles to be out of work. Like I said, I thought he'd be a very valuable backup. And I think he's a very serviceable backup. And for Kansas City, you know, Alex Smith is the guy, Evan. We're not going to argue that. A guy that is a very much of a game manager type quarterback. He has proven at times to be very accurate and not turn the ball over. You don't put Alex Smith into that category of a quarterback who you want to put the game on his shoulders and let him win the game on his own. But a guy that's very capable of protecting the football, moving the team up and down the field. He's been a very serviceable quarterback in Kansas City. And now they've got Nick Foles, which I think whoever signed him, which is now Kansas City, got a very good football player as far as a backup quarterback goes, a guy that can come in a short term. He has had success in the NFL. And I think it's very valuable to have a backup quarterback that has experience who you can feel confident to come in should your starting quarterback go down. And I think Kansas City got a good deal here, Evan. So what do you think about Nick Foles going to Kansas City, and now where do you think that leaves Dallas? We talked about Tony Romo's health.
Yeah, you know, Nick Foles going to Kansas City, that's an interesting fit. I think, you know, with Tony Romo's injury history, I think he would have fared better. Maybe going to Dallas, because Romo does seem to miss a couple games a year, at least due to injury. So if he wants to try to build himself up as a potential starter in this league again, I think Dallas would have been a better option. But I guess in Philly, he does get to work with Andy Reid. I believe Andy Reid was his first coach in Philly before Andy Reid got let go. But Alex Smith is a guy that doesn't miss time. He doesn't miss games. He just doesn't. And I guess learning from Andy Reid for a year is gonna, you know, can't hurt. But I just think Dallas would have been a better fit for Nick Foles, especially with Nick Foles' arm. Dallas more of a vertical passing game, and Nick Foles has a pretty decent down the field arm. Although his accuracy struggles from time to time, he's pretty decent throwing the deep ball. So a little surprised there, but, you know, I guess he thought it was the best situation. He's familiar, like I said, he's familiar or comfortable with Andy Reid. So, you know, moving on, as I mentioned, the Bill Michaels Show today, they do a segment on Thursdays called Buy or Sell, and different questions from listeners. And the producer of the show, Joe Zanzola, asked Bill a question, and Bill buys or sells. First question, is Ted Thompson a future Hall of Famer as general manager? And without a doubt, yes, he is a future Hall of Famer. Then the question was asked if Mike McCarthy is a future Hall of Famer. And the opinion was not just yet. And I was listening to Bill, and I agreed with him. I think Ted Thompson is definitely a Hall of Famer. He said in 8 years, Ted Thompson will be in the Hall of Fame. So I'm assuming if he assumes that Thompson's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, I'm assuming it's looking like you know, Thompson has another 3 years left, counting this one as GM, before he hangs it up for the fact that it's like a 5-year wait period. But anyways, but Thompson, I agree. You look what Thompson inherited when he took over as general manager of the Packers. He inherited, and his first year as general manager, they went 4-12 in the mess that Mike Sherman created. Lack of depth due to salary cap hell. And he had to make a lot of tough decisions. Marco Rivera had to go. Mike Wall had to go. Flanagan had to go. Darren Sharper had to go, which now looking back on it was probably a good thing. Brian Longwell had to go. Like, he had to make a lot of tough decisions to make up for what Mike Sherman, the GM, did, a la Joe Johnson, for instance, deciding that went down to hurt the Packers. And then Cletus Hunt getting re-signed. As soon as Cletus Hunt, before the ink even dried on that contract, Cletus Hunt was a bust. But since being general manager, he's 108-67. It took him just 3 years to get a winning record as the Packer general manager at 13-3, losing in the conference championship. And the only time they've ever really had a losing record was his first year when they went 4-12, and then Aaron Rodgers' first year starting, so a transition year going 6-10. But then they quickly bounced back to the playoffs, and they've been to the playoffs ever since 2009. He's just done a great job building the team. He had a very tough situation with Brett Favre. Aaron Rodgers comes in, and the Packers are still chugging along. And you look at the moves he's made, the Packers' salary cap in great, great shape. And they should be title contenders for the foreseeable future. And now, Mike McCarthy, I agree that not quite yet. I think Mike McCarthy needs another Super Bowl appearance to make the Hall of Fame. I think if he gets a second Super Bowl win, I think he has a shot of being first ballot Hall of Fame. But I think right now he just has some work to do to build that portfolio. You know, I was looking, doing some research before the show, Troy, and I'm looking. The Packers, before 2015, the last time they finished outside the top 10 in points per game and points scored was back in 2006. I think that was Mike McCarthy's first year, 2006, the last time they finished in total offense and points per game in less than 10. They finished 22nd. You have then 2007, 4th, then 5th, then 3rd, then 10th, then 1st, then 5th, then 8th, then 1st, and then 15th this year. So to me, that's quite impressive. That's quite impressive resume of what he's been able to do consistently since becoming the head coach of the Packers. So I think I agree with Bill. I don't think he's a first ballot. I don't think he's a Hall of Famer yet. I mean, I think he still has got a little bit of work to do. And the Packers should have had at least another Super Bowl appearance under his conservative coaching against Seattle in that playoff game and the failed onside kick game. His conservative coaching is the reason why they lost that. If he goes for it once on fourth down and they score a touchdown instead of set up for a field goal, the Packers win that running away. So that's my thought on it. Got a little long-winded there. I apologize, Troy. So I'm going to give you time to answer the question. Mike McCarthy, Ted Thompson, are they Hall of Famers if they hung up their hats today?
Well, I'm going to put it this way. I think the argument for Ted Thompson is a lot stronger than Mike McCarthy. You know, at this point, it's one Super Bowl. We can look at it from the standpoint if, you know, when you look at coaches, Mike McCarthy has done a very good job of consistently getting the Packers into position to be a playoff team and a Super Bowl contender. And you're right, there should be another Super Bowl appearance in his tenure. I don't see Mike McCarthy going anywhere on his own terms at this point. I think Mike McCarthy is, again, doing a very good job. And I know there's going to be criticism, and sometimes people say it got vanilla and so on and so forth. But I've never been a guy that has jumped on the Mike McCarthy bandwagon and think, oh, my God, he's the greatest coach, you know, in Green Bay Packer history and so on and so forth. But he's a guy that at times I think, you know, you had mentioned it, conservative at times. Sometimes I scratch my head. But that's with any coach. But I definitely, Evan, he has to win another Super Bowl to even get longer or better consideration to go into the Hall of Fame. Now, Packer Hall of Fame, you know, it's going to be a no-brainer. He won a Super Bowl. He'll be inducted into the Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame. But I look at Ted Thompson, Evan, and I agree 100%, and I'm not sure – that Ted Thompson gets enough credit nationally. Even in Green Bay, I don't think he gets enough credit. Ted Thompson, as much as we want to joke about him and his lackluster free agency going out and making big splashes, has continuously done a great job of putting together a roster of talent. And it is the coaches that draft and develop. But when you look at it at the end of the day, the Green Bay Packer organization has a philosophy, and Ted Thompson is the man running that right now. He's not going to go out and overspend in free agency. Has he made some bad signings and extended some contracts that don't make sense and don't work out? Yes, but every GM does. There's no GM that hasn't failed in one area at some point. But I think Ted Thompson does not get enough credit for his complete body of work. And so do I think that he could have that chance? Certainly, Evan. Do I think he'll get that chance? I think the Packers have to win another Super Bowl for it to possibly happen, because I don't think nationally he's going to get enough attention, because he quietly has done what he has done in Green Bay. You know, how often do you hear about Ted Thompson on the national media level? It's not very often. But I think when you really sit down and you look at all of the things that Ted Thompson has accomplished and how he's built a team that is a team that continues to go to the playoffs, you have to look at the GM there And as much as the GM gets criticized, I don't think Ted Thompson then gets the credit. You know, it's about winning Super Bowls. And I think, Evan, where Green Bay Packer fans are is that the playoffs have become pretty normal in a sense that I think as a Packer fan, we take it for granted, Evan, that, hey, we've got Aaron Rodgers, we've got pieces, we're going to make the playoffs. And I don't think – I guess my question, and I'll throw it to you this way, are the playoffs enough, Evan? I mean, we consistently get in the playoffs and our team is there, but isn't it about winning the Super Bowl? I have to get to the playoffs, don't get me wrong, but it's been playoffs and an exit and, you know, got to the NFC Championship game and then back to the playoffs. But isn't it a run for the Super Bowl? And even though you're a team that consistently is making the playoffs, isn't the Super Bowl where you want to be? I mean, that's the question I'll throw it to you. You know, another year this year, making the playoffs in a first-round exit or an exit before the Super Bowl, is that enough?
Well, first comment is, to even have a shot at the Super Bowl, you do got to get in the playoffs. That's obviously a given. To even have a shot, you got to make the playoffs. So check that box off. Packers make the playoffs every year. But I think it is starting to get to the point that it's starting to get a little urgency. And Mike McCarthy even talked about it early on in training camp, I think the first day or two, urgency. There's some urgency there. Clay Matthews, I think, is in his eighth year in the league. Sam Shields in his eighth year in the league. Rodgers is 32. Julius Peppers isn't getting any younger. The core of this team, although the Packers are continuously one of the youngest teams in the NFL every year, the core of this team isn't getting any younger. So I think there's definitely some urgency there for them to win a Super Bowl, you know, this year or next. And Packer fans, a lot of urgency in Packer fans too, because they're, as you're talking about, a lot of them are tired of the playoffs. I'm personally fine with the playoffs. I would rather, to be honest, kind of go the Packers and Patriots approach, go to the play, and if the Packers were to go to another Super Bowl to be able to more justify, but go to the playoffs every year and occasionally make that run to the Super Bowl and get the win. I would rather go that route than, let's say, a team that goes all in, wins the Super Bowl, and then the next year they're like 3-3, and the year after that they're like 5-11, and they go like 3-4 years before making the playoffs again. I would hate that. I would totally hate that. And that's where I think Thompson deserves a lot of credit, but definitely got to be some urgency to win the Super Bowl. You've gotten back-to-back Hall of Fame quarterbacks in Favre and Rodgers. The likelihood of you getting a third consecutive all-everything quarterback is highly unlikely. The odds are not in your favor to find one, let alone three. You look around the NFL, there's a lot of teams that would kill for the success the Packers have had at the quarterback position. This is how bad their quarterbacks have been throughout their team. They would kill for the Packers' success. So the window's closing, and I'm fine with the playoffs, but I need to start seeing Super Bowls. I would love to see Rodgers get a second Super Bowl. If we, Troy, get just two Super Bowl wins and three appearances between Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, to me, that would be very disappointing. Two of the all-time great quarterbacks, and Rodgers isn't there yet, but he is climbing that ladder as being one of the all-time greats, and only have two Super Bowl wins between them and three tries. I could see why Packer fans are getting frustrated with the not winning Super Bowls. But the NFC, to me, is very wide open. I think Carolina's taking a step back. Seattle's, I don't know how Seattle's going to fare. Yes, the Vikings are taking a step up. But the NFC, to me, is wide open. Between Seattle, Green Bay, Minnesota, Arizona, and Carolina, to me, it's wide open. There's no clear-cut favorites to win the NFC, just like I don't think there's any clear-cut favorites to win in the AFC. So what about you? What are your thoughts? Is this season, if the Packers do not hoist the Lombardi Trophy at the end of the 2016 season and they still make the playoffs, would you consider the season a failure?
Well, failure is a big word, and it is very hard to make the NFL playoffs. So I'm with you, Evan. I like the idea of you have to make the playoffs to hoist the Lombardi. And getting to the playoffs, like I had mentioned, as I threw it back to you for your thoughts there, is this team is poised to make that playoff run every year with the quarterback they have. And it is disappointing that you don't make the Super Bowl because you have that expectation. And I think where we're at, Evan, is that this team has Aaron Rodgers, it has so many pieces, and that not getting to the Super Bowl, I'm not going to use the word failure. I'm going to use the word disappointment. But I agree with your thought. If Aaron Rodgers retires with one Super Bowl, how can you not think back and look at the missed opportunity? I mean, even with Brett Favre, Evan, I think there could have been more than just the one win. You know, that you look back and the missed opportunities that were there. And I'm not even talking the loss to Denver. I'm talking about other seasons in the playoffs where teams were probably as good as that team that beat New England, that lost to Denver, and the chips didn't fall in place. I think sometimes, though, you know, to this question, Evan, is we get so spoiled that Green Bay is just going to make the playoffs. And it's going to be a rough end of season, Evan, and we'll be doing this show. You know, you and I have said we'll be doing this show till the end of time. The year where we have to talk about the Green Bay Packers when they finally don't make the playoffs. It's going to happen at some point. And just, the thing is, we're so, and I'll use the word spoiled. We're so spoiled that they're just always in the playoffs. But as a fan, Evan, you want to win the Super Bowl. And Aaron Rodgers, you know, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, you know, and then that's where people point the fingers at Ted Thompson. Like, why didn't we make it? And then they point the fingers at Mike McCarthy. You know, why didn't we make the Super Bowl? So the Super Bowls have to come, Evan. This team makeup. And, you know, getting to the consistent level, that's great. But now we need to put the icing on the cake. And it's so hard to make the playoffs that you have to look back and say, wow, it's a great accomplishment to make the playoffs year in and year out. But if you're doing enough to get there, where's that next level? And how do you get to the next level? And I think circling back to the Hall of Fame answer, that's what will get those guys in the Hall of Fame. Can they get this team now past the, oh, we're going to make the playoffs every year, to the, oh, we're going to be in the Super Bowl every year? That's what will make those two guys have a good run at the Hall of Fame. So hopefully that answered your question.
Yeah, it definitely does. And looking at the time, wow, does 30 minutes fly by. Got 60 seconds left before we go off live broadcasting, but 30 minutes flies by, and you know, both you and I were, I guess I would say, quite winded today. So with that, thank you to the listeners for listening in and listening to Troy and I talk Packers and Mike McCarthy. If you're listening and you want to give your opinion, tweet at Red Light Sports or at Evan Wood Sports, and let's keep the discussion going. At Evan Wood Sports, at Red Light Sports. So shoot us a tweet and let us know your thoughts. Is Mike McCarthy and Ted Thompson Hall of Famers? And if the Packers don't win the Super Bowl this year but make the playoffs, was this season a failure? So I'm going to throw it back to you, Troy, to let the listeners go.
Yeah, show flies by, especially when both of you, you and I get on getting on a little tangent. So hope everyone enjoyed the show tonight. For Evan Witalison, I am Troy Otradovic. Fasten your seatbelts, put your foot on the gas. We'll get back at you at a later time. Have a good night, everyone.